Coming to you from 50 Oliver, this is Easton News, and my name is Joseph Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, April 26th, 2024. The town of Easton is looking for volunteers to serve on the newly formed Committee for Climate Action Planning. Easton received a $100,000 grant from the state to develop a climate action plan, so the select board created the CCAP to guide the planning process and incorporate resident perspectives throughout the project. CCAP is comprised of up to 9 members with representation from boards and committees, town staff, and residents. The select board is looking for volunteers to fill 4 roles: 1 residential builder or tradesperson, 1 commercial builder or tradesperson, and 2 at-large residents. The application deadline is April 29th. Learn more about CCAP and how to apply by visiting their website at the link below.
The Easton Health and Community Services Department is seeking qualified candidates for lifeguards for the following 2024 season at the town pool. Interested applicants need to submit the required employee application to Human Resources Coordinator Mary Southworth at jobs@easton.ma.us or by mail at the Easton Town Offices, 136 Elm Street in Northeastern Massachusetts, 02356. Applications will be accepted on a rolling basis.
The Easton Police Department is participating in the voluntary blue envelope programming. Drivers with autism spectrum disorder are given these envelopes, which hold their license, registration, and an emergency contact. The goal of these envelopes is to provide police officers with critical communication guidelines on the exterior of the envelope to assist us in recognizing and adapting their approach when interacting with individuals with autism. These envelopes are available at the police department's front desk.
It's a one-night triple billing. Homegrown talents Jake and Jenny, along with Andrew McManus, Tim Buono, and their bands take the stage on Saturday, April 27th in the historical Oaks Ames Memorial Hall for an unforgettable evening of music and dancing. Advance tickets are just $20 and include light apps. Shoveltown Brewery will be there serving at a cash bar. Follow the link below to order tickets or go to oaksamesmemorialhall.org.
Easton Wings of Hope is partnering with the Easton Public Schools to host a community panel discussion on Wednesday, May 8th between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. at Oliver Ames High School. For parents, educators, and community members who are looking to learn more about youth substance use and mental health in today's society, they will have a panel comprised of Easton's own clinicians, experts, and stakeholders who will delve into and answer questions on the intersection of youth substance and mental health based on the points of view and areas of expertise. This presentation is an opportunity for parents, teachers, and others who work with adolescents to experience and explore the environment of a teenager and learn to spot signs of possible substance use and risky behavior. To RSVP and learn more, please visit the link below or email info@eastonwingsofhope.org.
Join We Do Care for an unforgettable evening at the 4th annual We Do Care Healing Heart Gala on June 8th. Step into a world of compassion and empowerment as they come together to support our warriors and teens on their journey toward healing. At this remarkable event, they aim to raise $50,000 to further their mission of providing solace and strength to those navigating grief and loss. This event will be at the Canoe Club Ballroom located at 2 South Street in West Bridgewater, Mass., 02379.
The officers and members of the American Legion Post No. 7 of Easton, Mass. Extend their best wishes to the graduation class of 2024. They want to offer those graduates an opportunity to participate in their scholarship program. This program is intended to recognize continuing academic excellence, civic involvement, and a level of conduct which reflects the ideals of the American Legion Post No. 7 members. Seniors must send their application to the Legion by the end of April to award prior to June graduation. You can find the application at the link below.
The Covenant Congregational Church of Easton will be hosting their second annual community yard sale and vendors market on Saturday, May 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covenant Congregational Church is located at 204 Center Street. For more information, you can call Diane Sedato at 508-559-3248 or Melissa Gallinaro at 508-241-2708.
Still no time to stay up and watch your favorite shows?
Like this one, obviously.
Well, don't forget, ECAT has a YouTube channel. There you can find all the old episodes, but turn on notifications to be alerted when we release new content. You won't want to miss out.
Our handle is @EastonCatTV, with TV in capital letters, of course. The town of Easton is working together with Edward Kaizik to perform site inspections on all residential properties within the town of Easton. Edward is a data collector and is authorized by the Assessor's Department to inspect all properties for the purpose of collecting data. Edward will be conducting inspections in the areas currently listed on your screen. If you have any questions or concerns regarding this project, please call 508-230-0520.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit for you. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. You can email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
The Easton Garden Club is having their annual spring plant sale on Saturday, May 11th, 2024 from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. It will be held at Yardley Rink, 388 Depot Street in Easton. They'll be selling perennials, herbs, vegetables, annuals, and house plants. Come meet members of the Garden Club and have a fun time gardening. Your support helps the Easton Garden Club beautify their community and fund their scholarship opportunities.
Join We Do Care in making this Mother's Day extraordinary. They need your help to collect at least 25 items each of new beach towels, sunglasses, ladies swim cover-ups, summer inspirational quotes, hats, and caps that exude relaxation. Help make a positive impact on the lives of women and make this spring and summer unforgettable. You may ship your items directly to the address listed on your screen.
Want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race produced by ECAT. This summer, six pairs, 12 contestants will get the chance to compete for the grand prize, including ECAT and Shoveltown Brewery merch. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Three out of six teams are locked in. Think you got what it takes to complete the expedition? Email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200 because dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th.
The House of Possibilities Car Wash will be May 10th at 350 Washington Street in Easton from 10 a.m. through 1 p.m. Come on down to show your support.
As of March 1st, 2024, the Medicare Savings Program, also called the MassHealth Buy-In Program, eliminated their asset test. If you are a Massachusetts resident with limited income who's eligible for Medicare, you may qualify. You can call MassHealth's customer service at 1-800-841-2900 and request an application or download the application at the link below. You can also reach out to Frothingham Hall 508-230-0690 for assistance with obtaining and or completing the application.
After the break, find out who's this week's Pet of the Week.
And there's some exciting events happening at the Ames Free Library, so let's take a look.
Throughout the rest of April, we'd like to highlight a variety of things that you can do at Queset House. You can get crafty, get techie, get smart, and get in touch with nature.
Queset House manager Dana leads a monthly Design with Dana craft program. April's project is a felting craft with a bonus 3D paper daffodil project in conjunction with our anniversary celebration. We also have a monthly meeting of the library's beading group. Drop in with a project you're working on or stop by for some tips on how to get started. Sewing machines are available in the makerspace, and lessons on how to get started with the machines are offered by appointment on Monday afternoons.
You may know Queset House for its technology capabilities. Patrons are always welcome to drop in and explore the Digital Media Lab, now featuring the brand new computers donated by the Friends of the Library. The podcasting room is another highlight of Queset House and is available for appointment at any time the house is open. If you're looking for a little guidance, schedule a one-on-one appointment to learn how to craft your podcast, to use the equipment, and to get all of your questions answered.
The Learning Commons at Queset House is a space where we can share our community's strengths and interests with everyone. Attend a lecture, workshop, or author event here. We have so many to choose from this month.
Continue to reflect on Queset House and its history in this space by spending a little time enjoying the adjacent garden. You can just sit to admire the daffodils, bring a picnic and a good book, or participate in Tai Chi in the Garden on Saturday, April 27th. We'll have a talk at Queset House about the history and the future of Queset Garden with Master Gardener Chris Atkinson. And on Tuesday, April 30th, join Therapy Gardens for What to Grow, Fresh and Unique Garden Ideas. Learn about common and uncommon things to plant in your garden, the best time to plant them, and how to plot a successful garden.
There is always something to see or discover at Queset House. Drop in anytime in April to participate in a self-directed scavenger hunt, take a fun read photo in our beautiful library room, or you can even purchase a commemorative Queset House ornament. If you're just browsing for something good to read, explore the Friends of the Library book sale room and come by on Saturday, April 27th for their biannual sale event. These sales offer something for everyone, so don't miss out.
Join the APCSM for a fun evening of crafting beautiful flower lanterns, Sunday, April 28th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. You can let your creativity bloom as you design your own lantern to light up any space. No crafting experience is needed, just bring your enthusiasm and the APCSM will provide all the materials. The APCSM is located at 1300 West Elm Street Extension in Brockton, Mass.
Now it's time for the APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets that are looking for their forever home. Let's take a look. This is Mojo. Mojo is a 14-year-old house cat looking for her forever home. She's a sweet old lady who's sure to warm your heart and be your best friend. Mojo is very talkative and loves to be side by side with her human companion. Given the opportunity, she'll jump right on your shoulders and be as happy as can be. As an older cat, Mojo would prefer to be the only animal in the home so she can get all your love and attention. If Mojo sounds like the one for you, fill out an animal adoption application on apcsm.org. The APCSM has plenty of friendly, lovable guinea pigs waiting to find their forever home. Each guinea pig is unique, but if one thing's for sure, they sure do love their veggies. If you're thinking about adopting a guinea pig, fill out a small pet animal adoption application on apcsm.org. The Hockomock Film Festival is back. If you're a high school student in the Hockomock League, the categories are shorts, drama, comedy, or others, documentaries, and PSA. Cash prizes for the winner. The deadline to enter is May 13th. To enter, you can go to hockomockfilmfestival.com.
Borderlands State Park has new spring closing hours. They open daily at 8 a.m. and currently close at 7 p.m. On May 12th, they'll extend their closing time to 8 p.m. Just as a reminder, vehicles in the parking lot after closing time may be locked in and subject to a parking fine.
Saturday, April 27th is Drug Take Back Day in Easton. To prevent misuse and theft, you can turn in your expired, unused, or unwanted medications to the Easton Police Department for safe disposal. Over-the-counter and PEP medications will also be accepted. The Easton Police Department is located at 46 Lothrop Street in Easton, Mass. For further information, you can visit eastonwingsofhope.org.
Effective May 1st through November 1st, 2024, Phase 3 water restrictions will be in place in Easton. For even-numbered properties, watering your lawn will be restricted to Mondays between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. Odd-numbered properties will be restricted to Tuesdays between 5 and 8. These restrictions are needed to comply with our water withdrawal permit and to ensure adequate supply during the construction of the iron and manganese treatment facilities and the rehabilitation of the Bay Road water storage tank. For more information, please visit the link below. When we come back, you'll get your 7-day weather forecast.
And find out how you can send off the OA seniors. This is Easton News.
Hi, I'm David Waters. I'm the CEO of Community Servings here in Mansfield. Community Servings is a nonprofit food and nutrition program for people who are struggling with an illness where they can't shop and cook for themselves or feed their families. Every week, our trucks go out across the entire state of Massachusetts and Rhode Island, knocking on people's doors who are struggling with illnesses like HIV, cancer, diabetes, kidney failure, etc. And we bring them beautifully prepared meals. We serve currently 2,500 people every week. That means 5,000 meals every day that we're making for folks who can't shop and cook for themselves. What's unique about our program is two things. First, sick people have no appetite. So if we bring low quality food, they're not gonna eat it. So to motivate them to eat, we have to bring them really beautiful food. And that means scratch cooking the way our grandparents cooked. So with Community Servings, 90% of what we deliver to a patient's home has been made in our kitchen in Boston from scratch. The meal that we bring is really a gift to that patient to say, we see you and you're not alone. The second thing that's so important is that the meals are tailored to the patient's particular medical needs. So most of our patients are very sick, but they also have very complex dietary needs. What we do, the term is called medically tailored meals. We can bring them exactly what they need to eat. Much like your pharmacist works with your doctor to make sure your prescriptions are correct, Community Servings works with your doctor to make sure that what we're providing for you to eat is exactly what you need to eat based on your dietary restrictions. How do we make all this happen? It all starts with volunteers. In our primary facility in Boston, we host 100 to 120 volunteers a day. And our new facility down here in Mansfield, we're hosting 20 to 30 volunteers, and we really need more people from the community to come out and help us. Here in Mansfield, what we're doing is taking meals that are cooked in Boston, and then we're making up the bags that will go to patients all throughout southeastern Massachusetts, whether it's Mansfield or Attleboro, Easton, or New Bedford, Fall River, but also Rhode Island and Worcester and Western Mass. All come out of this new facility at 170 Forbes Boulevard. We just opened a few months ago, and we would really love to have people come and help us. If you're curious about volunteering at Community Servings, first of all, we would love to have you. It's a very fun environment, it's safe, it's comfortable. For an individual, you just go on our website, which is servings.org. You can learn a whole bunch about our work and our research and other programs that we have. And you look for the volunteer tab. And on the volunteer tab, you can see a calendar that tells you exactly what shifts we have available and when we need people. And if you're a company or a group, whether it's a school or a university, a club, a religious organization, you can also come as a team just by reaching out to our volunteer coordinator, Ashley, and she can talk to you about the expectations for a group. It's a great team building exercise to come and help us, and we're just so grateful. What I always say is many hands make light work, and together we can really create magic so that people throughout Southeastern Mass are not left without food or feeling isolated at a time when they're very sick, isolated, and scared. So please come and help us, and if you're curious, go on our website, servings.org, to learn more. Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. It is that time for your upcoming 7-day weather forecast. So let's kick it over to Chief Meteorologist Adam Carrero.
This is your ECAT weekly weather forecast. Friday is sunny all day, and the weekend we start a mild trend with temps. Both days we have mostly sunny weather. Some rain showers come through overnight Saturday into Sunday, but it clears up midday in bright skies. Monday is partly cloudy, then we have possible thunderstorms on Tuesday. Clouds then stay midweek, but we're mild all week. I'm Adam Carrero, and this has been your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast.
Buy a book and enjoy the nice weather. The Friends of the Ames Free Library Spring Book Sale will be on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Queset House, 51 Main Street in North Easton. The Friends operate the book sale room at Queset House from 1 to 8 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays and 1 to 5 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. They accept donations of gently used books in very good condition during their Saturday hours. Please visit their website for their donation guidelines.
Like watching this show or any other ECAT programming? Well, that doesn't happen without help and support from viewers like you. ECAT is a nonprofit organization, and it relies on some help from the viewers. If you would like to help, you can submit a small donation on our website, eastoncat.org, and continue the running of ECAT programming. Just go to the main page, scroll down until you see the donation options or the QR code. And as a bonus, when you donate $15 to ECAT, you will get a cat, not a real one. The APCSM has those, but a nice plush one can be yours with a small donation.
Are you ready, ECAT fans? Easton's Got Talent is coming back for season 2. That's right. Get ready to showcase what talent you have and go head-to-head with other participants, not just from Easton this time, but around the region to see who will be crowned Easton's Got Talent champion. Email eastonsgottalent2024@gmail.com to register. There is a small registration fee. All towns are welcome, all ages are welcome, and auditions are Monday, June 24th. Cash prize award for the top three acts.
Help send off the 2024 OA seniors this year on May 19th at 11:30. The seniors will have a parade that will go across the north end of town. They will start from behind the OA High School gym and work their way down Center Street to Main Street, then work their way to the NRT sheep pasture across from Easton Fitness. Then they will have their own senior celebration there at the NRT sheep pasture.
Get your running shoes ready. The Children's Museum of Easton 28th Father's Day Road Race registration is now open. The event will be on June 16th. You can sign up on the CME's website and Facebook page through RaceWire. Cash prizes are awarded to the top three overall male and female runners. First place gets $150, second place $100, and third place $50. A commemorative prize will be given to the top three male and female runners in each age category. Free race t-shirts are available for all runners who register on or before May 24th, 2024, but t-shirts are not available for walkers.
When we come back, the Tricentennial Committee still needs your help.
And see how the Tigers have been doing. This is Easton News.
Here we go.
My name is Harrison Young, and after 13 years of talk show experience, I seek to bring you the best in interviews with some of the very best guests around. Including, and here we are, experts.
I've seen thousands of demons actually come out of the mirror one time.
Wow. Musical guests and artists.
If I say how I feel, would you really listen?
And interesting characters of all types.
I threw that kid across the classroom. He didn't try that ever again.
Wow. Join me at Topic Time on your Easton cable station anytime they want to play it. And what I understand, that's quite a few times a day. And I love it.
Hey, are you a fan of history? If so, come for adventure with me, your host Drew Daugherty, as we explore some of the most impactful events of all time. We talk about U.S. history. These events led up to the creation of the first Continental Congress. World history. The Allied forces consist of France, the United Kingdom, Russia, Japan, and Italy, and influential figures.
The legacy of Martin Luther King is one of selflessness, and he never stopped believing in the equal and free America.
You'll get my takes and opinions, so come along for adventure on Drew's Venture History TV. Check us out between your recently scheduled programming as well as on YouTube. Thank you.
Join the Friends of Borderland on Sunday, April 28th at 12:45 p.m. for their annual Spring Tea. Experience the beauty of a spring tea party inside the Ames Mansion. Immerse yourself in the charm of spring surrounded by blooming flowers and lush greenery. Don't miss out on this unique opportunity to experience the beauty of Borderland State Park in a whole new way. This unique event only happens once per year. Seating is limited, so you can purchase your tickets while you still can. To purchase those tickets, follow the link below. For any questions, please email the email below.
The Tricentennial Committee is still looking for volunteers to help out in several areas. If you would like to help Easton celebrate its 300th birthday, you can email easton300.2025@gmail.com. Also visit their website at easton300.org.
The Easton Knights of Columbus are seeking applications from graduating high school seniors for their annual scholarships. Each scholarship will be awarded to an applicant who is accepted and enrolled to any accredited college, junior college, or prep school for the 2024-2025 academic year. This includes all institutions of higher learning, including trade schools, as well as certain professional academies. Interested individuals, particularly those related to past or present Knights of Columbus members, are encouraged to apply by letter. Please address all letters to the address below.
Now it's time for your weekly OA Sports Recap.
Welcome back to your weekly OA Sports Recap. The Tigers were in action this past week, so let's get into the results for the week that was April 18th through 24th, 2024. On Thursday, April 18th, OA Girls Lacrosse hosted Nipmuc and lost 19-8. Senior Leanna Hudson put up 4 goals while Kayla Islib had 3. On Friday, April 19th, OA Baseball took on New Bedford and lost 10-5. The Whalers proved to be too much to handle, but that didn't stop Lucas Riley from having a monster day at the plate. He went 3-for-3, including a triple that hit the tree out in deep center field. David Rogers had 2 triples of his own out of the 2 spot. Softball traveled to Walpole to face the Timberwolves. Freshman Katie Berg had a two-run single that gave the Tigers the lead in the first inning, but Walpole was able to take the lead in the later innings, ultimately winning this one 4-2. Krystalia Koval had two hits on the day, including a double. Baseball got into some weekend action in Stoughton, where they were defeated 3-1. Matt Lawson had two hits and Ben Newton smacked an RBI double. Jake Willard kept the Stoughton bats at bay with three shutout relief innings. Monday was busy. Baseball traveled to Canton and lost 4-1. Lawson drove in a run and Riley went 2-for-3 at the plate while also pitching well. One earned run in 4 1/3 innings. Meanwhile, softball hosted Canton and exploded for 14 runs in a win over the Bulldogs. Devin Morris went 3-for-4 and drove in 4 runs while Berg went 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored. Boys lacrosse lost 12-2 against Sharon on the road. Thomas Hearn scored both. Girls lacrosse took on Ursuline Academy at home, and this was a nail-biter, folks. The teams were tied 7-7 at halftime and 16-16 at the end of regulation. Senior captain Olivia O'Rourke scored the walk-off goal in OT to notch the win for OA. O'Rourke, Islib, Kit Perrin, and Taylor McAndrew all scored 4 goals each in your ECAT Game of the Week. Boys tennis beat Canton 3-2, while girls tennis fell to the Bulldogs 3-2. Hannah Farber won her match 6-1, 6-1 in first singles, while Olivia Henderson and Michaela Grafeo won second doubles. On Tuesday, girls lacrosse hosted Sharon and put on another goal-scoring frenzy, winning 22-9. Senior captain McAndrew had 5, while O'Rourke, Perrin, and Leanna Hudson each had hat tricks. The track teams got into it against Sharon on that same afternoon. The boys won 80-56, and the girls won 106-30 in a dominant showing. Lastly, on Wednesday the 24th, baseball lost 7-5 against North Attleboro at home. Andrew Whiteside pitched well in relief, 1 earned in 2 2/3 with 4 Ks. Softball traveled to North Attleboro and squeaked out a tough 3-2 win. Down 2 early, the Tigers put up a run in each the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings to pull it out. Senior Samantha Johnson singled in Catherine Farley in the 5th, then Farley drove in Berg with a 2-out knock to tie it. Who else but Devin Morris in the 7th inning to come through with the sacrifice fly and give the Tigers the lead and the win. Taylor Marino went the distance, giving up 0 earned runs and striking out 6 to earn the victory. Boys tennis beat North Attleboro 3-2 while the girls lost 4-1. That'll wrap up this week's OA Sports Recap. Make sure to tune into ECAT for all your OA home game coverage, and go Tigers! Thank you all for watching. This has been Joseph Taft, and by the time you're watching this, the Patriots have selected their quarterback of the future.
And I'm Jack Ryan, or they took JJ McCarthy. This has been Easton News.